anyone out there? WRFV 702 monitoring. Mic check, anyone read me up there? Oh, WRFV 702's gotcha. Go. WRFV 702, monitoring. WORV 702 monitoring. WRFV 702, Standing by. is WSBQ 996, monitoring the frequency. WRZZ 513 radio check. WRZZ 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir. I have you all in there. We're all your net. Thank you. Enjoy your day and be safe out there. WRZZ 544, monitoring the frequency.
WSST 902, WSST 793, you know, Frank. Guess not. WSST 793, clear.
WRZX 218, stand by.
WSEG 572.
WFSP 902. I'm WFSP 793. In there.
Station 421. Station 421. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear.
Last check. You have to the USF, J225, clear and monitor.
Charlie Zebra
810. How are you doing today?
Well, not too terribly bad, trying to make my way home so I can crawl back into bed. Other than that, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I just played the soul, got done plowing, hauling some garbage off now.
yesterday I was headed towards Clio, and I was talking to some guys on the network, and they were saying that the roads down in Flint were all iced over, but there was nothing where I was. I'm probably 25 miles north of Flint. I'm back, I think. Radio was on scan, and I jumped over to another machine there for a minute.
SCP 544, I think I lost you there for a little bit. I couldn't hit the repeater.
Hey, welcome back. Actually, my radio switched over, too. I didn't realize I was on scan and switched over to another machine. I didn't realize it until I unkeyed and it gave off the ID. Then it's like, oops.
Yeah, I've been losing all my repeaters up here on my mobile. My base station does all right, but...
I wonder if it's just because of the weather.
WSET 544. I think I dropped you again. I keep losing signal to the repeater.
Yeah, I noticed that on your last transmission. You were sounding good, and then it was just like jumping off a cliff there. This last one you just made sounded good.
Yeah, the storm's got all kinds of weird stuff going on.
Storm effect here, that it induces people to forget how to drive.
Oh, we have the same problem here.
Y'all think people that grew up here ought to be used to this by now, but I guess they're not.
Yeah, you would really think so, but they certainly act like it's their first winter.
Well, when I was a teenager growing up just outside of New York City, I used to be really PO'd at my dad because he would force me to drive in the snow, he would force me to drive in the city, both of which I hated, but, you know, as I got a little bit older and a little bit wiser, I'm ever so grateful that he did that, because it seems to be the only way I would have survived in life.
And think about all the technology on the cars. 40 years ago, they didn't have that, and they still drove in winters, probably worse than what we've seen. And they survived.
Yeah, I was just kind of, I would have less than 40 years before I started driving. Not quite that old, but I remember that back when I was a teenager, though, you know, having to go with my dad to, you know, go buy some bags of rock salt to throw in the trunk of the car for a little extra traction.
Yep, the good old days.
Yep. That was traction control. Yep, those were the days. Couldn't have four-wheel drive and all that other good stuff. So, my son is just in the process of starting to get his license, and he doesn't want to drive in the snow or anything, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, you guys don't realize how easy you got it.
No, we, and even up here, we haven't had real bad winters like we have years in the years past, and I mean, driving and stuff, this is bad.
Definitely that fall is out up your way. Well, I can handle it, and my car does really good in the snow. I'd just rather not if I don't have to.
Radio says, did y'all get my car sign? Over.
It's scratchy, but you're readable.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSBW 226. Good afternoon, Bob.
WRZP 544. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, this is John down at Murphy Lake, in the thumb of Michigan. I'll bet you're getting all kinds of snow up there.
We are. I know your area well. I have a close cousin of mine there in Garden City. That we are. Of course, the snow belts are getting dumped on. I'm currently right in between Indian River and Afton, if you're familiar. Currently, road conditions are red from Indian River to the bridge. And, of course, everything south of me as far as, Otsego Lake and further south, big, heavy snow bands still continue to drive through there. Gaylord's reporting some estimates as high as 3+ feet. Roger.
Oh, brother, I'll tell you. Well, if you look on the map, if you find Millington in the thumb of Michigan, that's north of Davison on M-15, Murphy Lake is about 3 miles northeast of that. And we've got a dusting of snow here. It's been overcast all day, and the temperature has never gotten over 24 degrees. I've been hearing people talk about the weather conditions, and they don't sound good. And from the way they talk, it's going to continue on right through to tomorrow morning.
Roger that. I'm familiar with your area there, and I do have up my live radar satellite weather maps going on here. It's that time of year, and I'd just like to take a moment to remind everybody to slow down. As per Michigan, everyone forgot how to drive there when the first snow hits the ground. So, again, be cautious. And we're up here up north. Should any of you need anything, please feel free and give me a holler. Roger.
Oh, will do, Bob. Well, we were up to Grayling this summer to a band concert. My wife here, she plays in a band, and it was beautiful up there when it was sunny and warm.
I won't hold you. There's probably others that would like to chat with you. It's always good to hear your voice. WSTW 226, Murphy Lake.
Roger that. Checking my QRZ notes, and I'm familiar with your band playing capabilities and your family there. So rock on, and again, always a pleasure to have you in my receive. WRZP 544, Claire, monitoring the frequency.
Station 218, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station out there was at 460. Your audio is not that good. Maybe come closer to the mic. Oh, you're not making it at all. See if you can find the hot spot. WIUG 48. Well, I guess not. WIUG 48, clear.
WRUG 48, WRYV 421.
Yes, sir. How you doing today? I just came back. We came back about 10:30. We didn't stay there too long. And it was, and I'll tell you one thing. It was slipping a little bit, but it was snowy when I woke up this morning. And I'm glad you didn't come in anyhow.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Thank you. Hopefully you're doing well, too. Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't make it. I didn't want to take any chances. My tires need replacing, and I looked really icy, and it's just too far for me. So, but I sent you a message last night letting you know on your phone that I wasn't going to make it. Maybe you didn't get it. But, yeah, I'll try to make it next week. Hopefully everybody will be there. Maybe Donald will be back, too. Over.
No problem. I got your text message. And you know what? I did, but I fell asleep. I just woke up about a half hour ago. Anyhow, don't worry about nothing. We'll see you next week anyhow. Not with next week, a week after. No problem at all. Take care. And it's a little bit flurries in here too, anyhow. And a little bit chilly outside. Take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
All right, thanks, Jack. Yeah, definitely. I'll try and make it next week. You have a good rest of your weekend, too, buddy. Take it easy. Stay warm. WRYV 421, clear.
that's the way for you to Lowell. From 842, are you up there? 853, 842.
This is WSFY 587, copy.
Yeah, Jack's out there.
How are you going today? Over.
I'm doing pretty good. Just out running some errands and getting some business. Having some lunch. Finally dawned on me it's Saturday.
Down here in Detroit, we just got our first snow fall today. Over.
Oh, yeah. Well, be lucky you didn't get what they got in Grand Rapids, about 2 foot. And up here in Flint, we got about a little bit of a shading here and a shading there of snow poking under the grass.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, I think you lost your hotspot on the repeater.
Is this the same, is this depending on what area I'm in? Over.
Yeah, I'm just not copying you, man. Something about something in your area. Copy. WSUI 842 monitoring.
WS Quintown 308, it is the last day of gun season. I'm headed on out. Anybody else headed out?
Nope. We got ours. A 10-point and a 6-point.
Very nice, very nice. I got a 5 early on in the season.
I am back. Copy.
And so I still got a doe tag and another buck tag, and I'm going to go try and get one more put in the freezer. And if I don't, I might just go back out there with the bow again. It's a little cold, though.
Oh, yeah, there's up near Cadillac. Just topped them off over the weekend. Unfortunately, I need to get a freezer tag out of freezer space.
Yeah, that's a tough problem to have.
Yeah, I got a couple of birds in there, and I got some other stuff. I was gonna cook one of them off the other day, but I didn't get to it. So it is what it is. I'll do it some other time.
Yep, I'd like to get into that eventually. I've got a couple of bird guns, but I just target practice with them. I've never gone out and actually hunted birds. I got an uncle that used to, but he don't do it anymore, and it's just kind of one of those things I always felt like you do with a buddy or something, you know, instead of by yourself. A couple guys in a boat shooting some ducks or something, you know.
Yeah, from birdshot to freezer. Not a bad system. I got a buddy of mine, he raises, I think they're pheasants. I don't really know. But up on his gig he's got going on, ducking once in a while, not as much as we used to. But he's got a no need to go hunting now. He's got them right there in captivity.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to do it, right? Just grab one by the neck and time for dinner.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I did it with chickens. Get a rooster, put them in solitary for 24 hours, and then transfer them to deep fryer.
Sounds yummy, that's for sure. Well, I'm going to jump off. I'm here at my destination. I put my boots on and wish me luck. But nice talking with you. Have a great weekend. WSFT308, clear on your final.
Okie doke, that's WSUY842. Have a good one. Be good out there. Watch out for the deer with shotguns. And I'm going to pop out here at my destination as well as soon as this guy stops eyeballing me and starts driving again.
WS Flint Town 308. Not sure what the situation is for you, but whoever's doing that, your radio isn't working.
Roger that. I'll second that. It's not a repeater error. Oh, yeah, I'd like to say he's just not making a trip there on his equipment. Same here in Sheboygan County. Enjoy your day, and be safe wherever you're at. WRZP 544.
Yep, likewise there, Sheboygan. Have a great day. I'm headed into the woods. WSFT 308 clear.
That's an easy enough caliber to remember. Good call on your call sign as well. Be safe and let us know how you do. WRZZ 544, monitoring the frequency.
Oh my.
Let you know, your signal is not enough. I cannot hear nothing. Over and out. This is my call sign is WSXY5877. WRTX 930.
Was that RXG 764? This is WRXT-764.
WRFX 966, clear.
WRYV 421, if anyone's in the market for a new radio for mobile use, that DB20G that Jack loves so much is on sale for Cyber Monday for $87.99. Pretty good deal for that little radio.
WRWM 638 listening.
WRWM 638 WRXG 764.
Afternoon 764. How's the day treating you?
That's pretty good. I got nothing to do today, so I'm just sitting here watching TV, but the playing with the radios, things like that. But it's been a good day so far. Not too much snow here yet.
Yeah, copy that. I had to work, and my wife did not. So her family's from the UP, and they got plenty of snow up here just in the last couple of days, so she's more towards Wisconsin, Iron Mountain, but had visited with family first up in Marquette, so they got hit pretty hard up there. But yeah, so you know, down here I'm downriver in Taylor, so we just got a little dusting, nothing worth bragging about. Back to you, my friend.
Yeah, last time I looked out the window, there's a picnic table across from me, and it's not even fully covered yet. And those things cover up real quick. The Sault Ste. Marie got 23 inches in 24 hours, and Gaylord got 24.8 in 24 hours, setting a new record.
I copy that. That's crazy. Yeah, wipes. Bothered me for years, like, hey, let's move up there, and I'm like, no, thanks, that's a whole different world up there, it's just not the same Michigan, so I'll enjoy it in the summer, don't get me wrong, I'll go for a visit, even in full-blown winter, but I don't know about the 365 days, if you're gonna make me relocate and move all my couple of things that I've acquired over the years, I think I'd rather go somewhere with a palm tree.
I'm not so sure. I like it right where I'm at, just east of Flint. Some years ago, I was up in the UP, and there's a gentleman runs a general store and rents some cabins up north west of Tequamenon Falls. I think it's called Pike Lake or Pike Lake or something like that. He tells me that if they ever get the county commission together, all the year-round residents in the county could meet in his living room. There's only 8 of them.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy for sure. Anyways, I've been, you know, like up around the Flint area and stuff. I ride, so we've taken quite a few rides all over the state. But I know, like, even like Lapeer and all that, them areas, they're pretty nice. It's farmland, sort of. I don't know, smaller communities. You know, everybody kind of knows each other, and for the good or bad of it. And I know that could go either way, I suppose. You know, but any event, this is kind of where I grew up, so I'm prior military, and I just, you know, been a little bit everywhere, even after the military, and, I don't know, you seem to always come back to your roots, I guess.
Yeah, well, I grew up on a farm, a little town called Tecumseh, Michigan. I was about 26 miles north of the Indiana state line, and about a mile west of I-69 when it runs through that area. It's going north and south. Here it's going east and west, but there it's going north and south. The nowadays, one of the things I like about this, well, a couple of things. I'm in a little one-bedroom apartment, which for me is all I need. And it has the advantage of eventually I won't be needing it anymore, let's put it that way. And when that happens, my daughter won't have a house to dispose of. But the she lives in Wyoming, so that would be a problem. The other advantage of it is I got an address that's really, really easy to give directions to.
Hey, copy that 100%. Yeah, and I get the mindset, too. I know friends who, and I, in the past, started out in a nice mobile home, you know, and I heard all the trailer park kind of jokes and whatever, and truth be told, it seems like they all kind of start out nice, and then they kind of lower the standards, and then they become what they are, but in any event, I've lived in one, and pretty real nice, you know, a new mobile home for, you know, to get me started. And where I'm going with that is there are some friends of mine that still do live in those to this day, only because they have that same mindset. You know, I can just walk away from it and the taxes don't go up. Maybe lot rent goes up a little bit, whatever, but they you know, hey, I can make it $1 million house inside. Everybody pays the same. So you know, I get the mentality of it for sure. Back to you, my friend.
Well, I would like enough acreage that I could put up some antennas, but the I can't put up antennas here. But the but still, it's convenient. It's nice. I don't need to shovel the snow or mow the lawn. If the roof leaks, they put a new one on. It's not my problem. If the dishwasher breaks, they put a new one in. It's not my problem. And it did, too. very little is my problem. I change light bulbs. That's about it.
Copy that. This is a gentleman I've talked to on the radio for years. Same thing. Life circumstances put him out of his home and into an apartment. He got really lucky. He went to a place that he lived in years ago. And fresh coat of paint, all new stuff. Like, they've really taken care of this place in the last, you know, couple of 30, 40 years, whatever. So it's not run down by any means. On the outside, it looks a little bit dated, but they've really taken care of, you know, the main things, you know, roof and all that, like you said. And he, same thing. He said, I love it. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to shovel. I don't have, you know, if I have a problem with air conditioner, heat or whatever, they come take care of it right away. And, so that's his only downside. Me and him started out talking on other radio frequencies and kind of talking around the world and towers and all that and the big beams. And that's the only thing he misses about it. I try to get him into this and says, hey, man, I can set you up something real simple, and there's really no reason you can't get back on the air. And I don't know, he's got it in his mind that, you know, even if he was to put a coat hanger up with some foil, they're going to be mad at him. So unless I can change his mindset on that, he pretty much gave up the hobby, which is sad. He's still got a lot to give. So back to you, my friend.
services you might want to look at. D-Star, DMR, and YSF. Now, I got into D-Star because, some time ago, there used to a podcast called Ham Nation. It used to be on the Twit Network. That's This Week in Technology. But it's now moved to Ham Radio Crash Course on YouTube. But back when it was on Twit, every week they'd give away free swag. Shirts, hats, stickers, papers, maps, calendars, things of that nature. And, I won that three times. The third time, she said, you know, size and your mailing address. And I told her my shirt size and my mailing address and said, but I'd really rather win the radio. So she sent me back, okay, you did. And I got an ID 5100. Really good radio. I got a little problem used in cars because it'll the display will fade if you don't protect it from sunlight. But it worked. But the way I used it, not a problem. And as a result, I've got a couple more of those. YSF and D-Star are similar services in many respects. They're all digital radio, and there's a little device called a Pi-Star hotspot. Runs about $50. Or an open spot, runs about $400. These are little mini radios. The open spot 4 Pro was smaller than a pack of cigarettes, fits in your pocket, self-contained battery, and it'll transcode between D-Star and the other modes I mentioned, as well as a bunch I didn't. But but either way, they connect to the internet, and you know, you can talk around the world with a handheld.
I am somewhat familiar that's out there, and I do have some handheld radios that have like the D-Star and that capability on them. And but truth be told, I know nothing about that. I suppose with just a little bit of guidance, you know, it wouldn't be a big deal. But to tell you now that I know, you know, how to get started on that, I'd be lying to you. So, but wow, all right, yeah, I'll look into that for sure. I was jotting some notes while you were talking to me. Before the day gets away from me, also 764. Do you mind giving me the letters, your call letters again to put in front of here, just I'm, you know, jotting down in the old logbook here so I can, you know, kind of remember contacts that I've enjoyed talking with there. Back to you.
For GMRS, it's WRXG764. If you're interested, I can help you with D-Star. Actually, I can probably help you with all of them, but since they're so much alike. But I have a little bit of advantage because of my job. I was trained on a DMR system, like system. I don't know if it's DMR or P25, but it was a DMR-like. And virtually everything translated to D-Star 100%. The major difference is DMR, you have two time slots. And D-Star and YSF, you only have one. That's really the major difference between the three systems. But the first thing you need to do is register, and let me give you my ham call, which is Whiskey Alpha 8 Yankee X-Ray Mike. Drop me an email, and I'll send you a link to the registration portal, which, strangely enough, is in Battle Creek. Well, actually, the guy that administers it is in Battle Creek. They can get you registered, and once you've done that, it's a simple matter to program the radio, but then you need either a hotspot or a D-Star repeater that's near you. And that's really about all there is to it. Repeater book will find the repeater.
43, 42. I'm sorry it's been a minute since I gave my ID, WRWM638. And yeah, real quick though, so the ham, I caught the WAYM, you said it a little too quickly, so I didn't, so if you don't mind giving it to me again, I'll take a standby so that gentleman can use the frequency. I by all means don't want to, be that person that keys up really quick and sort of hogs the channel for myself. So back to you, my friend. Personal on this end's Randy, Romeo, Alpha, November, Delta, Yankee.
Okay, Randy, my ham call is Whiskey Alpha 8 Yankee X-Ray Mexico, WAYXM. And the name is John, and the GMRS call is WRXT 764.
Copy that. I got that earlier, WRXT 764, WA 8. I was missing the 8, YXM. So thank you, John. I'll take a quick standby. That other gentleman, if you want to use the frequency, by all means, WRWM 638, we're standing by.
Yeah, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Uniform Papa. I was just really curious about the DMR situation. I just picked up a DMR radio, and it's a handheld. I got my ID. But I'm wondering, I'm in Flint Township. With that handheld, what would I likely be expecting to connect to around here in Flint, Jefferson County? It's dual band, and I also have a Motorola Turbomoto Mobile.
I'm not sure what DMR repeaters are in Genesee County. I do D-Star. But repeater book will tell you. Just go to repeater book and enter Genesee County.
All right, real good. Thanks a whole bunch, and I'll let you guys get back to it. I'm making a stop here right in the ghetto slug this evening. This is too many call signs. WFUY 842.
And that's why I have a brother, P-Touch. The call sign is on the top of the radio. All I got to do is look at it and read it. WRXG 764.
This is WSFY587. Do you want copy radio check? Over.
WFXY567, you are a bit scratchy into the system, but easily read. Copy.
Yeah, same here. I was grabbing the radio real quick to ask you, John. I wanted to look at it. I didn't want to miss speak. But I have a Kenwood handheld, THD74. And it has the D-Star option on it and the APRS. So, again, knew nothing about it, still don't. But you have enlightened me on how to get started. So it does look like that radio at least is capable of, at the very minimum, receiving, but I'm sure transmitting also. Back to you, my friend.
I got it.
Down on the right side, there's a box that talks about registration. And when you click on how to register, that takes you actually to the registration site. Fill it out, remember the password, wait for the email, follow the instructions. You'll need the password to do that. And you're registered, and that's it.
Copy that, 100%. Okay, we'll stand by for a minute. That other station doubled with you. I did still copy 100% everything that you shared with me. That other station, my apologies. Go ahead. A little hard to copy only because you two were coming in together, but I think it was the station who had asked for a radio check a moment ago. So if I'm mistaken, my apologies, but whatever station was in there, you and John had doubled, so WRWM 638.
Came in on top of you, too. She's not hearing. She's just talking.
QSL 100%.
Anyway, 73, WRG 764.
I appreciate it, my friend. 73 is you also, and thank you for the, at least initially enlightening me. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to look into this. Thanks, John.
FUIA 42 mobile again.
WRTS
930. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just seeing who's out there. Just enjoying an afternoon here in the snow.
It just started snowing out here in Flint Township, and just doing a few more things before I'm going to go home. And I'll start a fire, chill out, relax.
Well, I hear that, guys. I'm here in Bertrand. I just started my wood stove, 4 days ago. I love it, but I hate it. I already know what's coming. It's just a constant rotation of, I gotta keep the wood coming, gotta keep the wood going. Just that kind of thing, but I do like it. Saves a lot of money.
Oh yeah, I got one of those coal wood furnaces. Works pretty nice. I try not to burn the natural gas. And I also have a Chinese diesel heater, which I have plumbed into my ceiling. So I got down drop air that's heated. And that's a nice offset.
A Chinese diesel heater. Let's hear more about that.
Yeah, hang on a second. I'll be right back. I'm going to get a real fast stop here, and then be right back on the WSWA 42.
Take your time. WRTX, make your joke.
A42's back.
To the RTX 930. Yeah, a Chinese diesel heater. What exactly is that?
Okay, so it's a thing that looks like a torpedo. And, it's got an exhaust of about 1-inch tube, and you put that outside. It's got an intake, which is supposed to bring from outside. And it's got your outlet, which is about 4 inches. And it drips diesel, not waste oil, diesel, not kerosene either, onto a small mesh screen with a glow plug. Once it gets lit, the glow plug shuts off, and it keeps blowing through a little structure that makes like a tornado inside of about a foot-long aluminum heatsink vessel where it swirls around in there, and then there's a big fan, like a turbine, that blows really hard and shoves that 240-degree air out, and for just a few cents a day, you can heat your You know, I got a 2,000 square foot, but I need about 1,400 of it with diesel heat.
Wow, sorry. No, I hear ya. I can picture it. It almost looks like a little mini jet engine blowing into your heat space.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it is. You can check out on Beaver website, they sell them there, or you can look them up on YouTube with Lowered Expectations. He does a lot of scientific videos testing their limits. The one I have, I got a new one. They run for about 3 years before they start getting crappy, but you can take them apart and clean them at any time and refurbish them. So I'm going to move one of them out to my workshop, and I'm going to keep one new one in the house. But it works real well. They're very cost effective, especially if you can get your fuel cheap. I get my fuel at a couple of off-road places, so I wait until it goes down dirt cheap, and then I buy it.
Really?
I'm not sure if I'm breaking in static or you're breaking in static, but I heard something about the house.
Yeah, it might be me, I don't know. No, I was just, so it's not just a shop heater, so you're actually heating your house with this?
Yeah. What I do is I take aluminum downspout, and I'm nerd enough to have done the math, is if you were, let's say, heating a gigantic warehouse. So I have that downspout, I use the conical drill bit, drill various size holes to allow the pressure to be around the same to deliver the similar heat. And I have it insulated into the delivery trunk duct, and then from there it goes to the other ducts.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm gonna have to figure that out. What that's about.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. It's cheap fuel, and you know, the only downside is if you try to put anything other than diesel in it. It'll work for a short period of time, and then it'll be all coked up and inefficient. It'll just be, because when you got coke build up, you're insulating the inside of that heat exchanger. So then you got to tear it all apart, change the gaskets, clean the kit, clean the burner, which oil soot, when burned, turns into something almost like rock.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I don't know that I've seen this particular type of setup before. I heat with wood here, and I have a fuel oil boiler in my place. You know, flooding the waste oil thing, and then drag, and it doesn't really work.
They're just too simple to put together. Mine's Bluetooth, works through a phone app. I got a more efficient pump. It doesn't use a fuel pump as a fuel pump, say. It uses a doser pump, which is something you might find in laboratory equipment, but used in a circumstance like this. The doser pump works with the thermal sensors to either accelerate or decelerate the dose amount. And each dose amount that it puts in is roughly that of about an eyedropper drip, to give you the idea of the kind of efficiency that's going on in that unit. And I can run my place for full blow, comfortable heating, no assistance with any other heat, 2.5 gallons for 3 days.
Wow, well, yeah, that's something I'm going to look into, that's for sure.
WSEY 842, Friday. They're amazing. Don't believe in anything higher than I think the 5K unit is the maximum size. They make it 2 and a 5. The 8K, 12K, those don't exist. They're just marketing garbage from the Chinese.
You know, I'm never one to believe any exorbitant claims anyway, so I'll be on the business side of anything I see. This, but I'm.
Yeah, I was skeptical at first. I did a ton of research, and then I found myself buying my first one, and never thought it was a bad idea. Just I'm glad I didn't buy the big one, because during my research I learned that they just don't exist. Guys are taking them apart because the UK had a heating crisis. You couldn't pay your bills, it was too much, so they were going to these, which got outlawed, of course.
Of course, because if you're in the UK, they don't want you using anything that don't regulate. So you start using diesel to burn your house. They're not gonna like that. You know, more or less the same as fuel oil. A little bit different, but more or less the same. But UK has outlawed fuel oil, so not allowed to use that.
Yeah, it'll run fuel oil. In the United States, fuel oil is diesel. Number one and number two are diesel. Some countries, number two is a little different with sulfur levels. And, well, frankly, I miss old sulfur diesel because it was better on my old trucks. But it is what it is. But, yeah, you can't run kerosene. It's too thin. And the risks of other dangerous situations when you're running that.
Yeah, I hear you on the diesel fuel. I used to have an old Chevy truck with diesel, and when they switched around 2007 to the low sulfur stuff, it destroyed my injection pump because there's no lubricant in the low sulfur stuff. So. Yeah, I had to switch over, but yeah, I got that water under the bridge at this point.
Yeah, I feed my truck's science diet. They get diesel and oil mixed. I say no to the injector pump thing. And I'm not going to destroy my equipment for somebody else's crazy ideas.
Yeah, I got a couple older tractors, and I always put some supplement in them to keep those injection pumps working. That's the heart of the diesel, that's for sure.
betcha. I've got a couple of deuce and a half, a 6-2 Cutley, and Cruiser, get away from my stuff. A German Shepherd over here that thinks she's the investigator for everything. And then I got a Cummins 12 valve second gen with only 100,000 on it. They all have a healthy diet of mix because I'm not going to deal with it.
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of like the 1970s when they came out with a... you got to put the catalytic converter in years. It was about 2 years before they figured out how to do that right. Now, catalytic motors that don't run well. And it's 2 years, and they did that with the diesel stuff. You know, yeah, they did all kinds of dodge, you know, we're going to inspect them. Then they did the stuff, and they're still doing that. They'll figure it out eventually, but it's about a few more years to go.
Yeah, your hot spot is starting to wane on you there. Yeah, I will never probably own a diesel that has emissions. One, I don't really want anything that new. I can keep the computers off my trucks the best I am. I've got a 6.5 that's suffering from dementia. Bought a couple of computers for it. I'm still trying to find one that will work. But the damn thing is, it's hell-bent on chewing up transmissions right now.
'65 Chevy?
Yeah, 6.5 Chevy with the 4L ADE.
Yeah, I had a 6.5 Chevy with an NV4500 behind it, but that 6.5 was, and that thing just, the injection pump driver, I think, is what always went bad on it. I replaced that like 2 times. That's what never really ran right. I never really trusted it.
Oh, yeah. I've relocated all of mine. Those Sanodyne brand are the best to buy. I've relocated them, and putting them out on the bumper was never a good idea.
I did the relocation kit, but it wasn't out on the bumper. It was just from underneath the intake manifold in the motor compartment somewhere. I remember really where. Wasn't out on the bumper. I've never seen that kit.
Well, the GMT 400 diesel was the only truck that had the diesel bumper was the only one that had the air intakes on the front of the bumper. There's two holes. The people will walk up to your truck and go, oh, you got the diesel, because you got the two big rectangles in the bumper. And the trick was to put the first generation of the transfer kit was to stick that thing in the hole so the air would pass through it. Well, salt and everything else did too. And the only thing those things are two Motorola TO, gosh, where the TO, not TO, TO3 case transistors that are oscillating while giving the pump signal fire fuel levels. And the only thing it does is generate heat.
Well, before, but that makes sense. Yeah, I do remember the two holes in my 1997 8500.
Good afternoon.
Has the two holes.
100 hours.
Yeah. He had the two holes in your front bumper. But the kit I used to relocate, I just relocated it elsewhere in the motor compartment, outside of the state manifold, where it was originally mounted. That didn't seem to help it much, so it really didn't. It still went bad. I still had to replace it two or three or four times, as I remember.
WFUY 842 for identification on the hour. And, yeah, that, the second generation modification kit was, you had enough cable and resistor selection to put it on the driver's side fender, as their gas truck used that space for computer crap and other electrical junk. But on the diesels, that was an open space. And it kept it away from the exhaust and the intake turbine side. So it was deemed cooler over there.
Well, as I recall, it definitely worked better, but I still had to replace that thing a couple of times. But I sold that truck in... Yeah, I sold that truck in 2012. I had it from 1997, and I bought it brand new. I sold it. I had 180. It was a good truck. It was a good truck. It had an NP 4500 manual transmission, and I loved it. I kind of hated it, but I bought a Dodge with a manual transmission with the Cummins, and I still have that one today.
I am looking for an NV 4500 transplant kit. I want to throw that in one of my trucks. And then I'm over the automatics. Even though I know a couple of guys can build them very solid in just a couple hours, they're awful. When the computer problems are coming, wiring harness issues. Now, a clutch is kind of bulletproof.
I will tell you that NV 4500 is in that. It blew up on me. It literally blew up. I was calling something very heavy. It was like, you know, maybe a 6,000-pound load on the hitch, and I was going down the freeway, and I just heard it spin up, but I turned the radio down, and before I could pull over to the side, the whole transmission just locked up the ass end, locked up the rear wheels, and, I had to get out. I rebuilt it. It was all fine, but I'm like, why did this NV 4500 just blow up like this? I thought these were supposed to be SM 465s from the old day with an overdrive added, but no, they're not, because they kind of chintz them up with the cheap bearings and stuff of this nature. And I still have the old 73 Blazer with the SM 465. That transmission is literally indestructible, but... The NV 4500, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a fan of it, because I had one blow up on me. Literally blow up on me.
Well, that's good to know. I just hear all of them. He says, oh, they're great. I have blown up a... oh, gosh, I've blown up my handful of M35A2 Spicer, 3520 transmissions. I've blown a fair share of those up, but one was because the depot
left a washer in the bottom of the transmission, and I was going up to speed with it, and it got slurped between a couple of those straight cuts. And, well, there's not a lot of room for a washer to go through those. And then the other one blew up because the front bearing kit, Peepo fault again, did not put enough of those roller bearings on the front of the case. And those are fun. The easiest way to change those things is bring a tank up the front of the truck, put the barrel through the front and back, and use a chain hoist to, once you take the floor out of the truck, take the chain hoist and get the transmission out.
Yeah, I've done my share of that.
Suburban or a K5 or a square body.
465.
I would say that one was very impossible to copy. We're going to have to get you an external antenna kit. That's something else, too. I do sell antenna parts and GMRS equipment. And we got a deal on some external antennas right now for $25 a piece for our dual UHF wand. It's a fiberglass antenna. It goes on the structure or antenna mast, but it's good for amateur radio. It is 112, and GMRS it's 112 as well. So nice antenna, good for 100 watts. But something you might consider, the hot spot you've got out there is elusive.
I think
button power, you get waves of crashing static.
Probably not the best.
I don't understand. Sometimes you come in rock solid, then other times you're 100% static.
Go on a car battery in a car with the same antenna not moving. So. I don't know why it would come in great and not great, but I could see it fading as I talk.
WSUI 842, brain denunciation. It went in and out, but at the end of that transmission, it was solid. I don't see too much of that unless you're holding the handheld with the antenna and moving around, then you're getting a structure. You're probably getting in the way of the signal.
I'm in the woods. I'm at the edge. The wind's blowing. The battery's, battery here. That would fix it. I'm pretty sure the battery as I talk is fading off, and it's probably down to 11 volts.
Hard to say, but I gotta jump out. I gotta take care of some things around the hut here. It's great talking to you. Catch you again. Name's Travis, WSUY842. And yeah, I'm gonna give a hard look into those the SM series. That might be where I'm gonna go next. If I don't get this doggone, I gotta get the security hacked off that computer. And this is the fourth EEPROM trip. So, I'm tired of it. I might go ahead and stick in the shift box. This is, let me see here, call sign for the proper channel, WSUI 842. I'll be clear to your final.
I hear you. My goals are SM465 for great transmission. WRTX 930, good captain, 73.
WSBI 783 mobile to base. Copy.
WSBI 783 base to mobile.
I dropped off daughter and heading your way.
All right, very good. Just going downstairs to practice, so I'll see you in a few minutes.
SCI 783 mobile out.
This is SCI 783 base, I'm clear.
How about it?
WSW542, got a new radio antenna. Can you hear me out there, anybody?
WSW542,
looking for a response. Just got a brand new antenna. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but there's a lot of static in your background.
Thank you for that comeback. Where are you located there, buddy?
I'm in Millington right now.
Thank you very much for that comeback. I don't know what the status is. I'll work on it. I'll check my connection. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. WSCF 550. Clear.
WRFX 966.
WRX 966. WIUD 48. Go ahead.
Well, Jack, I talked to your buddy Dan from up in Shepherd.
Where you at, Shepherd?
Oh, I just pulled in at the house now. But yesterday I ran into the Home Depot and I was talking to him
from the parking lot of the Home Depot. He was on Simplex, but I had the truck and I couldn't get the Simplex because I only have repeaters programmed into the truck.
You don't have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 numbers?
No.
Well, I don't know that. I really don't know that. That's the first time because WSDI 847 WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG
488, WRFS 966.
Is your battery died
yet? Oh, I'm on the power supply. I was wondering what happened. Roger.
Yeah, you were talking and then all of a sudden you disappeared. Anyways, that's not a standard GMRS radio, so it didn't have the standard FRS, GMRS frequencies programmed into it.
Oh, okay. I know I understand now. Because all the GMRS, they go 1 through 22, and it says GMRS on them. You could have got on one of them and it says, you know, it's a simplex. I usually, on this one here, on the DB20, I usually use, me and Eric, we use channel 15.
Yeah, well, like I said, I just threw the repeater frequencies in for MI-8 and a couple of the other ones because I know the Barrington repeater is very good. Looks like it's, as long as it hangs around, it's going to be very useful for me. And then the Mount Pleasant 600 repeater, the guy has marital issues and took down the repeater, so I only have the one repeater up there now.
Oh, that's why. Anyhow, yeah, you can program it, no big deal. Just get put on the computer and program the rest of them. Roger.
Yeah, when I get a minute, I'll do it, but I just programmed up the frequency, so I had them to go up north this weekend. You know, before that, I just had four frequencies for Troy and Mount Clemens, Detroit, and Detroit 600. So, anyway, yeah, we just pulled in, unloaded. Our weekend's over. We got to be over at the Falcon Center tomorrow morning at 8:30.
That's why I was wondering how come he came back early. Usually come back Sunday, but that's okay. Anyhow, another day to relax anyhow at home. And after that, it'd be work on Monday. Roger.
Yeah, that, and we didn't know how much snow we'd run into or whatever, because we had about an inch of real fluffy stuff up north. And they were talking, depending on how strong the lake effect was, it might affect our drive home. So we just kind of said, well, instead of getting stuck driving all day Sunday, we'll come back home. We had Thursday, Friday, and, you know, most of the day today, and then we came back.
As you were saying, you know what? I looked at the weather yesterday. It does not say snow or nothing like that. And we have a half inch. This morning it was bad. I know you guys weren't there, but this morning really was bad, and I drove through it to the breakfast.
BRZP 544.
Good Good evening, 544 Bob. How you doing up there in Sheboygan County?
After that, all systems go. We are whiteout conditions, as you can imagine. South end of Grayling still, we've got heavy lake effect coming through the Petoskey and the 75 corridor from Gaylord up. Roger that. Road conditions are pretty rough out there.
Yeah, well, my brother headed back from our property by Mount Pleasant because he lives up in Traverse City. He left on Friday just to make sure he could make it before it got too bad on that side of the state. Roger.
Roger that. I was copying your mail there. Yeah, it's a good thing. But surprisingly enough, I run a pretty well shack here, and I listen to several scanners at a time here as well. It seems like every time the first snow hits, people forget how to drive. So let's just remind everybody to be careful out there. And we're definitely up here if you need us. We're usually around the old radio. So hopefully you and yours are well. And after yourself, you go ahead and turn the net back over to Jack.
Yeah, well, like I said, we decided to come back today, take it easy. It was a hit and miss whether we were going to get anything. As we came across Penn into Midland, it was decreasing amount of whiteness. And then through Bay City down south into Holly, it was pretty much green, and Holly, there was maybe an inch on the ground, a little bit on the shoulders of the road, but the rest of the way down 75 was good and clear. All right, Jack, I'll turn it over to you.
So you didn't go out on the state line?
WRZP 544 for identification purposes.
Well, I heard Bob and Jack at the same time. Good to hear from you, Bob. Jack? I would say over to you, Bob, WRZP 544.
That. Sorry about that, Jack. He says we double keyed there. We'll go ahead and turn the frequency to you, Jack. And just an FYI, brother, I'm looking at 3.5, maybe damn near 4 foot of snow, and I'm in a snow belt here. So, yeah, we broke some records up here so far. This Clipper system isn't done with us yet. So y'all be safe. Jack, the channel's yours, sir. WRZP 544, clear monitoring. Y'all be safe out there.
Well, Bob, you got 4 foot of snow up there already?
Yes, sir, I do. I do indeed. Wolverine busted 2.5 feet record. Gaylord broke a record for snowfall, and so did Sault Ste. Marie, Roger. We all broke records up this way with this Clipper system coming in.
I don't think it was that bad, but I guess so. You know, and here they never said anything about snow coming down. We have 1/2 inch. And by West Bloomfield, they said they have 1.5 inch over there. I don't know how that is, but that's what they said in West Bloomfield.
That my local network, whiteout conditions anywhere south of Indian River, And then, of course, to the bridge, and then all points south of 75 there on 68, they're getting still pretty hammered pretty good through that snow belt. Back to you, Jack.
Hi, Bob. Good to hear you from me out there. Keep warm. Anything you need, let me know. I'll as much as I can help you out with that. I can't help. I don't have a snowplow, so. Roger.
Roger, don't worry about that. We've got the plow. We'll get you in here, but I need you. I appreciate the offer. All right, gentlemen, y'all be safe. Jack, as you know, brother, always a pleasure, sir. Be safe. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring on your final, sir.
Hi, Bob. Take care. 930, Ken. Go ahead. That station, come on back again.
I was just wondering how breakfast was this morning, Jack.
It was good. It was good, you know what? But it was slippery here on the way up there. Till I got to, 13 mile. And it started snowing. But it was just stopping here, but it was very slippery. The roads were very slippery. I had to, I was about maybe 10 minutes late. You know, usually it'd be early, but I was 10 minutes late out that way. Roger.
Their angle is snow down here. It's a quarter inch, half inch, an inch maybe. There ain't no snow down here. It's nothing to contend with. Not like Bob is. Bob saying four feet. Damn, that's a big guy. I got a camera on my place up north. 15 inches there. But quarter inch. There's no problem here, Jack. You drive.
Not now, it was no problem, you know, but I would say about 12 o'clock it stopped, everything it stopped. But it's still here, you know, flurries coming down, that's all. And you, I don't know what's going on, you're fading out a little bit. Are you on a handheld?
I'm not on a handheld.
You know what? I didn't get none of that. I don't know what's happening out that way.
It's a bad battery. I'll correct it. I'll get it fixed.
No big deal. Well, good to hear you again. You take care, and you have a good evening. Yeah, I know you're smoking a cigar out there in the shack room. Roger?
Well, that's correct, but, yeah, I'll get the audio fixed here. I'll get it fixed.
No problem, Ken. I know you do it. Fix everything. You're the fixers. I call you the fixers. Fix, you know how to fix cars? Honest to God. And everything, even the antenna. Roger?
Well, I appreciate that they're Jack, but yeah, I know what my problem is. It's, battery here is pretty much done. Again, you need to replace that one, but I'll get her. We'll be all right.
Hi, Ken. Good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again anyhow. You're not going nowhere. You're not going up the peninsula in there anyhow. So I'll talk to you later. WIUG, please.
I'll be around.
Brian, 966, you still out there?
Yes, sir, Jack, I'm right here.
Now you're sounding excellent. Sounds like you're sitting by me here, having a coffee. Roger?
I'm sitting in my living room on my HD because the other radio is still in the truck. Roger?
Brian, that SD is excellent, really. Where are you, on 675 or 625?
I'm on 625.
I would leave it there, for old man Don, he used to be always on 675, but sometimes he gets a lot of scratches, sometimes not. But he always switches, and he was better on 625.
Yeah, well, I think I'm a little bit closer to 625 as the crow flies than I am to 675. Plus, I am sitting in my dining L area of my house, and that is on the Detroit side.
Yeah, that makes a difference. It makes a difference. Anyhow, well, I'm glad you guys came back. You didn't have to wait until tomorrow. You take care. And you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WRFX 966.
Is that 930, Ken?
That wasn't me, but I'm still here.
Okay, well, I didn't know that somebody was out there and he fade out and couldn't understand nothing. Roger.
Oh, so I see. You associate a bad signal with me? Is that how it is?
Oh, there's another station. WIUB is 33 something. That's what I heard. Is that station out there? Go ahead. Okay, the station is 332. Where is your location right now? Oh, now I know where you are. You're in Toledo. How is it by you guys? Is the snow by you guys out that way?
No, no snow here in Toledo.
Anyhow, do you have a good holiday out that way? Roger?
Holiday, yep. Have a good holiday. How about you?
I see. All right. Well, it was flurries in here and way up north, about they had about 4 foot of snow. Roger. I see. I think the band is open, but it's not clear. Roger. Okay, good talking to you. You take care. You have a wonderful day. WIUG, Plate 8. Brian, 966. Can you reach that man out that way in the Toledo?
I don't see why not. If he's just listening to us on the repeater and talking to us on the repeater, he should be able to get me and I should be able to get him up and listen to both of you.
Well, go ahead, Brian. 332, that station out there. See if you can talk to him. Got that, Brian?
Yeah, 332 in Ohio. You have yourself a good evening. I'm going to go do a few things, take a practice test or two, and then, relax before bedtime. Jack, have a good evening. Y'all enjoy yourself. I'm going to be clear on your final, WRFX 966.
Go ahead, that station 332. Take care. You have a good evening anyhow. WIUG, Plate 8, I'm clear. Station 544. Bob, can you reach the gentleman there in Toledo, Ohio, 332?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, yeah, if I copied his mail, I heard him loud and clear, so he ought to be able to hear me there, Jack. WRFV 702, listening.
Station 332 out of Toledo. Did you hear that? Station 544 out that way? Back out of here a little bit, have something to drink. WIUG, please, I'm clear.
702, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. I was just listening. I'm trying out this new radio. See this puny little ocean 905 getting out there. Go ahead.
Your
Sorry, I just could not pull you out of the noise there. Got a whole lot of QRM going there. I hear you talking, but I can't quite figure out the who and the what and the where. So anyway, I'm glad I'm hitting you there. I'm over here just north of Millington. Wondered how far I was reaching out in this little puny thing. WRFE 702. Copy that. I didn't hear your numbers, but I believe you said Toledo. I'm assuming that's Toledo, Michigan. Are we hitting Toledo, Ohio tonight?
Toledo, Ohio.
All right, I got that time. Toledo, Ohio. Excellent. Yeah, we're up here near Flint, Michigan, just north of Flint, Michigan a little bit there, a little town called Millington. And, I'm just a tickle to be. I guess the computers are doing a job. Fantastic. All right, good. I got to work on the radio tomorrow. I got a program, so let's jump on out of here. So WRFP 702, and I'll be clear.
Somebody was keying over somebody. But, yeah, WRZP 544 up here at the tip of the mitt. Yep, that radio is doing a job. Crystal clear signal. Enjoy your evening. WRZP 544.
Thank you very much, 544. I didn't mean to jump on top of no one there. I couldn't quite hear anybody. But you're coming in awesome. You're sounding in a good tip of the mitt. You must be up there around Port Hope area or somewhere.
Negative. I'm 25 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge, right outside of Indian River. How copy? Over.
Oh, tip of the mitt. Beg your pardon. I'm thinking tip of the thumb. Sorry, I haven't had my second cup of coffee yet. Yeah, you're coming in awesome, my friend. You are sounding fantastic. Yep. I believe you said your numbers was 544. Yeah, WRV 702. You are making the trip here to the thumb. Fantastic. All right, I'm out of here. Thanks for coming back there. Appreciate it.
Look at that, 702. The first person I hear is Bravo Oscar Bravo, Sheboygan County Tom. You and yours have a blessed day, and be safe out there. And, again, great sound and radio. You're on, so what you're doing, keep doing what you're doing. WRZP 544, clear monitoring the network. WRZP 544, go ahead, sir.
How are you doing there this evening, Bob? I'm just kind of changed up my antenna here. Do I not sound good, or I heard things that I don't sound good? Do I sound all right, or do I not sound good? How do I sound to you?
As far as signal goes, you have quite a bit of static with popcorn mixed in. With a broken signal, I'm not sure if you, what your antenna situation is. And of course, it all depends on that big old antenna you're using there, if you're indoors or what there. But yeah, you could quite possibly clean it up a bit there. You might want to look at some options, but wait for, you know, get another, talk to Jack down there and see what he's got to say here. And, but no, you're readable, but you do have a bit of static. Roger, sir.
No, I hear you on that one. Yeah, I'm going to sure, and I thought it would do it, but yeah, I might have to go back to what I was doing. Thank you for the report, sir. WRTX 930.
Now there you go again. Nothing but a thing there, sir. But yeah, that came through pretty crystal clear with very little static in it. So that's what we're here to do is help one another. So you and yours be safe and enjoy the rest of your evening. WRZP 544.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
WRPV 448, monitoring the frequency. Go ahead. Yeah, this is WRPV 448. This is Kurt from Groveland Township. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm just Andy. I'm up here in Birch Run off the Paranormal Repeater. And hope you're having a good night.
Yes, I am. Still having a little bit of an issue getting used to it being dark so early, but I guess that means my night just starts that much earlier. It's all good. Over.
Yeah, well, like I tell my wife, it's much better. It's, go to work. It doesn't matter if it starts in late.
Yeah, I only caught about half of what you just said just now. It sounds like you're sliding in and out a little bit. One minute you're pretty clear, the next minute you're like panicking zone. Over.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, I heard you. I'm coming in and out. I'll have to address that.
I hate it when that happens. But yeah, all is good here. WRPV 448, I will be clear and monitoring on your final.
All right, 448, well, good chatting with you, and next time my signal will be better.
WRGX 930, WRUX 245.
right. Yeah, I heard you a little bit there. Yeah, you're coming in and out really bad there. Just wanted to mention to you one thing you might want to try, because you are just, you know, sounds like you're coming in really good and then fading right out. It does make a very big difference, so you may want to try moving the antenna on the roof a few inches in either direction and see if that does clear up your reception. It'll make, you know, much more difference than you would imagine. So I would imagine that'd be something you'd want to give a try real quick.
I might try that, but I kind of already think I know what the problem is. Kind of a jack with a battery, and the battery is I'm running the left pole. I'm on the fringe as it is, so 50 watts radio doesn't quite get there. If I swap this battery, I'll be fine. Is my thought.
Okay, yeah, try whatever you think works. I just thought I would throw that out there with the way it was coming in really clear and then fading out. It seemed like it might be an issue like that.
Yeah, it comes in clear when I disconnect and reconnect the battery charger, and then it jumps to 13.8 volts, and then it doesn't. So it speeds off. It's because of the battery the radio is connected to is... I need to swap it out. I know what I need to do. I'm sorry I have a bad signal, but... it'll get better.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Just trying to help. But, yeah, it seems like you do know what it is. And, yeah, just thought I would throw it out there to try to help, you know. WRUX 245, standing by.
Friends, WRTX, Matt Reeser. Just goes to show you how Jack always keeps saying, keep it at 13.8 volts. Yeah, the battery I'm on is at like 11.5. I'm in the woods, and it's a long throw, and not going to make it at 11.5.
This is WSDG 444. Can I get a radio check?
WSDJ 347. We got a copy on that radio check.
My audio. Do I sound good? Any crackling going on? Okay. Point of view, Simon.
one. They all of a sudden they quit. So, that's why it was. It sounded good. Tony.
No copy on that, all static.
WSFW 542, I put a new antenna up. Anybody got a copy?
What's better?
WSDDA 347, I got a copy on that new antenna. Sounding loud and clear.
WSFW 542, thank you. Over and out.
WSFW 542. Anybody know who won the game today between Michigan and State?
Michigan beat Ohio.
Thank you very much. I was on the roof putting my new antenna on. WFSW 542 clear.
Bam. Box shot number two.
Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902 from WSFD 793. What's up?
I just wonder if I'm putting out. Like, am I putting out clean?
Yeah, you're putting out clean. There's a little bit of hash behind you, a little bit, but not enough to, I mean, the modulation's good and everything sound good over here there, Roger.
What'd you say about Roger D? Roger.
Say that again. I was moving around there.
Yeah, I was just wondering if, because Roger D was kicking in, I got that turned off, it should be kicking on.
No, I think your Roger D's off, unless, okay, I think that's the repeater doing that. Yeah, your Roger D would be off, because I'd recognize it if it was on there, Roger.
Good
enough. Well, thanks for everything.
All
right, I got something on the battery charger. Yeah, I'm gonna watch what I was watching and do what I was doing. So we'll catch you later. WSFP 902 from WFSZ 793, and I'm clear after yours.
WRVV 690 Mobile.
WFSW542 standing by.
WFSW853 currently monitoring.
How's it going there tonight, bud?
Not too bad.
Yeah, same here. Just trying out a new antenna system. Seems to be working well.
Yeah, you're coming through pretty nicely. Heard a little music earlier. Was that you?
No, somebody was playing music. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I'm a little new, but I do know that's frowned upon pretty heavily.
Yeah, roger that. Well, thank you for your reply. WFSW 542 clear.